A big change may come next year for South Florida customers of the state's largest insurer. Citizens Property Insurance is cutting rates for about 70% of its policyholders. As WLRN's Julia Duba tells us, the company will meet on Wednesday to discuss the proposal.
Standard homeowners policyholders in Palm Beach County may be in for a surprise next year when they see a 7% drop in their rates. In Broward County, rates are expected to drop by 7.4%. Miami-Dade policyholders should see a 4.3% cut in their rates. Still, not everyone is benefiting. Wind-only policyholders in Palm Beach County will likely see a nearly 6% increase in their policies. Florida hasn't been hit by a major hurricane in 8 years, and Citizens is in better financial shape than ever, with a $7 billion surplus. But Citizens hasn't said why the company is lowering rates. The cuts have to be approved first by the company's board and then by state regulators. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Covering politics now, Democrat Nan Rich qualified to run for governor this week, but the former state senator hasn't been able to raise much money. The Broward resident also hasn't been able to get a debate with her rival for the Democratic nomination, former Republican Governor Charlie Crist. Crist, who is now a Democrat, says he's focused on beating the current Republican governor, Rick Scott. The teachers' union, the AFL-CIO, and Equality Florida, a gay rights group, have all endorsed Crist. Children's advocate Karen Woodall says she's frustrated that more people Rich has helped in the past aren't helping her now.
She's a fighter, and to have the entities or individuals who she stood with and fought for kind of turn their back on her at this point in time has got to be not only frustrating, but hurtful.
Crist has outraised Rich by nearly 10-1, and many Democrats say they support him because he can win. But Rich has made hundreds of campaign stops statewide and vows to keep fighting. The Democratic primary is on August 26th. Meanwhile, Charlie Crist has changed his mind about visiting Cuba this summer. The Democratic gubernatorial candidate and former governor says he needs to focus all of his attention on beating Governor Rick Scott in the fall. Last month, Crist announced that he planned to visit Cuba in July, but his campaign issued a statement today saying that trip would happen if the opportunity arises after the election. Governor Rick Scott signed the Charlotte's Web bill last week to legalize a non-euphoric strain of medical marijuana. But Scott says he's against marijuana use, and the Republican-controlled legislature has largely the same view. CBS 4's Jim DeFede explains that support for Charlotte's Web was actually a political calculation.
What they wanted to do was to try to blunt the attack of those who are trying to pass a more liberal marijuana measure through a statewide ballot initiative. They're hoping that opponents of the statewide measure can now argue, well, the state has passed the marijuana law, so we don't need to pass it. We'll just have this non-euphoric version.
Passage of that constitutional amendment would legalize a broader range of medical marijuana, including the kind that gets you high. In the meantime, even if that ballot amendment does not pass in November, doctors will still be allowed under the Charlotte's Web law to start writing prescriptions for the limited strain of marijuana by January 1st. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Lorenzo?